Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this blog talk show, I do it on two different days so we get more information. That's at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. And yes, this week we're back home. We were back home on Sunday. The power went out on early Friday morning, and or was it Thursday morning? I can't even remember now. Everything is, you know, so much has been happening. But we had to move to a hotel for a few days just because we have food and everything, and then COVID, and, you know, cleaning down the rooms and all that stuff. So taking our own linens to the hotel. So that is all over. We're back home. Everything's working fine. And let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, many of you have been hanging on the thought that if only this happens, then everything will be fine. If only this happens, everything will be fine. Again, outside of yourself, your power now is within you. It's not like it was before, where everything was outer directed. You are new beings, and you have not yet claimed your inner power for yourself. Your life no longer hangs on or is affiliated with any group, any outside thought process, whatever, in that type of configuration. Your power is within you, and it is time to claim it. And while it is good or not so good that in the United States your political party won or did not win, that's important to a certain extent. But for those of you who are awake or awakening, your power is inside you. You see? It doesn't matter anymore what is happening outside of you. It is within you. Now, does that mean that, you know, COVID is non-existent? No. Does that mean that you can walk around saying, I'm so powerful, nothing will happen to me, so I don't care about anybody else? No. Because when you address the power within you, and that happens with self-love, when you address the power within you, then your heart opens to the world. And so it is, what is best for the world that I can do, I can perform. Do you see what we are saying? So it is a global issue that starts with your heart. Do you have the right to have a gun? Yes. But would you feel comfortable killing someone? You see what we were saying? So it is, if you have a gun or a knife or a vehicle that could harm others, where you are now, you don't want to anymore, you see? Because you are powerful enough, you do not need those external weapons to make yourself better. It's all within. And so we go back to the, you know, the gun, the mask, the da 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 da. Is you'll do things for others because you're comfortable with yourself. Do you see what we're saying? That is not caretaking. That is just, if you will, logical. With a new logic, an open heart logic, you see? Again, you would not shoot someone just to shoot someone. And you would do what is helpful for the community. But that is from an inner directive instead of you have to. You see? That's the difference. And that, of course, has irritated some listeners because, oh, da-da-da-da-da. It doesn't matter. Just know that your power is from within now. What does your heart tell you? It doesn't matter who is pulling the strings outside of you, because you are the power source now. You are the powerhouse. For eons, it has been outside you. So this is something that you are going to be adjusting to. Because you still believe that there's someone out there more powerful than you, more capable than you. Such is not true. You are unique individual with unique skills and unique interests. And those interests are generated from within. We have said this over and over and over again. But the key this week is for you to know that your power source is from within. Listen to yourself. Follow your lead. It doesn't always have to make sense because, you know, in 3D, you had a logical pattern of action that you knew, that you understood, that you could follow. Now that you're adjusting to the power within you, not everything is going to seem logical to you or even right to you necessarily. Because, wait a second, shouldn't it be this way, this way, and this way? Didn't they tell me that's the way it's supposed to be? Do you see what we are saying? You are the powerhouse. If there's one message that you get from us today, it is you are the powerhouse. And slowly, in our thought processes, rapidly in your thought processes, you are lighting up the power. You're letting the wheels turn. You're starting to take over your life, your being, your actions. And one thing you have to know, you don't have to put anything inside to start your powerhouse motors going. You don't have to read books. You don't have to do meditations. You don't have to do anything. It's a self-contained piece of you. Nothing needs to be added. You know, in 3D, powerhouses needed coal, or they needed electricity, or they needed something. You have it all. You're a self-contained unit. You are a powerhouse. You are a self-contained powerhouse unit. You need nothing in addition. Now, if it's interesting for you to, meditate or do whatever, do it. Follow your heart. But if you are doing it because it is a should, I better do this or else I won't be fully awakened, then that's just a repeat of your 3D life. You don't need anything in addition to what you already have. You're a self-contained powerhouse. And so it is. You are revving up your motor and the powerhouse. You are starting to claim yourself. And when you do, there's going to be an ease of your life that you've never before experienced. And if you are, you're already starting to feel it. Who are you and what do you want? What interests you? And what do you want to create? And we have said it so many times, that does not mean you will invent a robot or anything of that nature. While you may, it may be as simple as gardening or as complicated as creating an invention that will be used for generations. It doesn't matter. You are a self-contained unit that is creating what you want to create, not what you should create, what you want to create. And at the same time, as you allow yourself to be you, your own powerhouse, your heart is opening to others. This is your miracle. This is your new life. This is new you. So be it. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again next week.